So here in these videos, we've been tying a couple different threads together and coming at it from a couple different angles. And all those threads, they're actually almost like tributaries to a big river. And that river is the unwinding process of any food compulsion and the healing journey. And some of those threads that we've spoken to are about the grieving process and grief, about frustration and self-attack, and the feeling futility. And today I'm going to bring all those little threads together a little bit, and because I want to touch about one aspect of the grieving process that has to do with softening defenses, and how when we soften our defenses to feel and open to our sadness, how we also open ourselves to feeling greater feelings of warmth and love and connection. Now, in a nutshell, the reason why this is when we're defended from feeling things, and when our brain kind of numbs us out a bit from feeling, it doesn't do it selectively. It's not like there's certain emotions or experiences that get blocked. It does it to everything. And so when we're numbed out, we're not just numbed out to pain, we're numbed out as well to experiences of joy. So when we soften defenses to touch our vulnerability and touch our sadness, one of the things that is birthed through that is we open to more feelings of joy and love, something that feels really, really good. There's a poem from one of my favorite poets. He's an Irish poet. His name is Seamus Heaney. And he died a couple years ago. And in one of his poems, he says, "Human beings suffer. They get hurt and they get hard." And to me, that's a very succinct and poignant way of describing how when we get hurt, and because of our human vulnerability, how these defenses erect. Because that's what happens. It's like this wall gets kind of been put up between our hearts and life and other people and love, because we feel like we need to protect ourselves and protect that sense of vulnerability. The challenge with that wall is it does kind of wall us off a bit from feeling. So you can see this with two people when there's a relationship where there's a lot of hurt. It's not that love goes away. It's just that there's kind of this wall in between where the love quite can't get through. It's veiled a bit. And it's that way with ourselves. And I suspect underneath any food compulsion, there's some element of frustration towards ourselves. There's some defenses that arise, some walls. It's we're defended from feeling how sad we actually are about some of those losses that are underneath the food. And because we're defended against them, that frustration kind of arises and those walls built up. And so that's what we feel. We can't quite access our warmth or our tenderness or our love towards ourselves. Instead, there's a little bit of that frustration, as well as there's these feelings of tension. Because as we approach our defenses, as that pain or that sadness gets hooked, because we're trying to protect ourselves and because it feels kind of dangerous to touch it, there's all this tension of, oh, no, don't go there, right? Or there's that fear of approaching that vulnerability and fear of approaching those defenses. So as your defenses start to soften, what's going to happen is that tension's going to drain. And as you go through the grieving process and you face and you really feel that sadness and you really feel at the root how bereft you were, what happens through that process is it's not just draining out the frustration. It's not just draining out the grief. You're actually draining those defenses themselves. It's part of the reason there can be that relief after the grieving process, because you've emptied out some of those feelings that feel so painful, but you've also softened some of that tension and some of those defenses. And in softening those defenses, more of that love is actually coming through and you're feeling it. So you go through this winter as you face those defenses and as they soften, right? You're going through a season of winter when you feel that futility. But then you're moving into a spring where some warmth and that love and that lightness returns. So there's, in some ways, going through that grieving process, again, it's not just about emptying out some of that sorrow and that sadness. It's actually also opening us up to feeling more of that love and that caring that we have for ourselves as that guilt and as that fear and as that frustration and as that sadness starts to drain. So we're that petal that's of those flowers that are unfolding, right? As the bud is kind of blossoming. And part of that blossoming and unfolding is really feeling more of that love that is there. And that's something that feels really, really good.